Blog Talk Radio.
You don't like it? Keep listening. Ha. Yo, it's a Saturday. I'm home. 6:30 chilling. Surfing the internet.
All right, let's stop all that. Let's stop all that. Let's stop all that. People, Monday Night Raw stepped up. It stepped up so much that my ass is still awake. 347-637-3859. Let's hear from you. Matter of fact, honestly, forget y'all. I want to hear from the people that I talk to every single day on Facebook that follows me on Twitter as well, at Mike Knox with three X's, because like that Monday Night Raw we just saw, I am hardcore. Like that wife you got at home that screams my name, I am hardcore. What's going on, Spot? How the VIP going?
The VIP is so nice. We had to do it twice. We had to extend it. Knox Raw was so live that we just had to come back and give the people something else. What's going on, man?
I'm mad that I told your asses that Money in the Bank was going to be off the chain. Now you want to come all the way from Brooklyn to the brotherly love, which is called Philadelphia.
That's not that far. That's 2 hours.
But KME is here. He put his Target food run on hold to come talk with us. KME, Raw tonight. What a show.
It was great, man. I can't say anything else about it outside of that. Not even the McMahon segments were enough for me to, like, bury this show. It was good, man. And Mark Henry, dude.
I don't even want to go to that McMahon segment that everybody's ripping apart. I love that, to be honest with you guys. But, of course, y'all would say I would. I would love that.
You are a WWE guy.
Hey, you can kiss my ass.
Yeah, we can talk about the stuff we all agree with.
Well, 347-637-3859. Chad, what's going on? I get to you as well in a moment, but we got the lines like we all expected to be on fire. Please, people, get some ointment for that and avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. 347-637-3859. 706, is this Utah?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Knox?
What's going on? What? You and I agree on something tonight? That's I know the world's coming to an end now.
It's only because my captain of charisma has returned to save us.
No, I'm with you. I am part of the Peace Union. Hell, I got a son named Christian, for Christ's sake, and he has that T-shirt. So I'm with you. But even when Christians return tonight,
he gets overshadowed.
And not only does he get overshadowed, I'm so tired right now, guys. Already it has begun of those saying, Mark Henry fooled nobody. I got wrestling fans.
Nah, he fooled everybody.
I got people. Exactly. I got people who don't even like wrestling or follow it all the time was tagging me in inbox and be like, yo, this is the first time I've seen wrestling in a long time. I didn't see that coming. You know what I mean?
Nah.
Mark Henry had me in here on the verge of tears as a grown man, as an African-American. You know, we stick up for our own.
Mark Henry had me in here.
I know we was on the line, you know, in our personal life. Mark Henry had us in here, you know what I mean, on the phone. Was like, dang, yo, I can't believe it. And then he swerved us. I mean, he brought his kids in it. He brought his wife in it. The Academy Award, the Emmy, the Golden Globe.
It was just like that Edge segment a few years ago, except he just pulled the wool over everybody's eyes.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming. Like, I was like, at the beginning, I was like, oh, he's going to beat up Cena. And then he had me thinking towards, oh, this is a real retirement. And then pulled the okey-doke at the end.
And the thing is, again, I got to give it up to Michigan. Grand Rapids did their thing with that May Young chant.
No, that was dumb. That Young was dumb.
Yeah, he's your baby, too.
Yeah, I was surprised about that. Go ahead, Chad.
I was going to say, I was surprised he even acknowledged it. That's what kind of added a little bit to the realism. Because usually when they chant that stuff, he's just, you know, doesn't even pay any mind to it. But this one, he was actually laughing. And, you know, he acknowledged that fan when he said, no, not May Young or whatever.
That horrible
then,
coat.
I don't know.
He acknowledged that horrible coat, saying he was going to be remembered for this. He even brought up the ECW title that nobody
I thought he was Owen at first, but he didn't go there.
I thought that too, Top. Like you said, with the tears. bringing the family in. Hey, to my baby girl who always cries when I leave, I'm coming home. Like, yeah, I thought when he told Cena to wait, I thought, okay, yeah, he might, you know, beat him up one last time before he left.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect that to happen. And it just goes to – it pays to see people, please stop listening to all everybody who wants to be a reporter on Twitter and listen to what everybody says. They finally use social network, in my opinion, to its advantage.
In their defense, though, Mark Henry was the one who said he was retired. I saw it on Twitter. He was the one that posted it. He said, I'm retiring tonight.
Again,
if
that was going to happen, he wouldn't do that. You think the company would let him tweet that first?
I can't believe anything Mark Henry says from this point on, but before that, I believed him, yeah.
Yeah, Mark Henry in one night just became the biggest liar in wrestling history. Like, he was all with him.
Yeah, the worst part about Henry is, you know, I know we're all big Henry fans, but now after the promo, there's going to be a bunch of bandwagon guys. They're going to, like, all of a sudden,
oh,
like...
Oh, please.
Absolutely. Just like the CM
please.
Punk bandwagoners that came out with the pipe bomb, the infamous pipe bomb. Where were they? Where were you guys at when he was in CZW?
where were you
guys
at?
When Mark Henry
was
climbing on top of the cage.
CZW?
No, when Mark Henry was on the cage on SmackDown, and only black people got offended because they had him looking like a monkey. When he was going
at King Kong.
Right, remember
but
that?
Knox, you did say earlier, when we was running down what's next for Cena, how about Mark Henry if he doesn't retire?
Hey, didn't I say that on the post show?
No,
somebody said it on the show. You are the genius.
I'm the genius to put him on the network too. But
hold on.
347-637-3859 is number to call in. We got a call coming in from 412. You're on with the crew. We loud, we raw, and I think this is even kind of uncut. What's going on? What do you think about Monday Night Raw?
Hey guys, it's JD in Pittsburgh. I talked to you guys last week. How are you guys doing tonight?
What's going on, JD?
What up?
Not much. As far as Raw goes tonight, yeah, it was pretty good for the most part. I mean, the Mark Henry scene a bit, I mean, it was very interesting. It hooked a lot of people and surprised a lot of people with what went down. I think the Brock Lesnar Punk thing at the end of the show was really, really interesting. They're definitely building it up already, it looks like. I was surprised to see Brock come back so soon after being off for what, like not even a month. If you're, let's bring Brock back because we got to do something. But as far as this whole McMahon thing goes with Vicky, I mean, it's time to get rid of Vince on Stephanie off television. Please, we don't need to have the same old crap with the McMahons week in and week out. Enough is enough.
I'm going to lay off of that comment, even though I agree, because I know Mike doesn't agree, and this is still raw, so I'll focus on
KB,
the good.
It's at this point, JD, that it's the McMahons, it's the WWE. As long as it's not every single week, I'm not bothered by it every once in a while. A McMahon appearance is not bad for television. It never is. As soon as Vince comes out with that
That's all I'm saying is that when, like, remember a while ago, not even that long ago, when I got ridiculed by saying, hey, why is everybody praising Heyman? They don't praise McMahon like that. Well, McMahon never gets a bad – I understand that sometimes they get very, very corny with it. But their little interaction, because it's like, here we go with the company going three different ways. You don't know what's going on. They all want different things to happen. That adds elements to Raw that Raw hasn't had.
That sets up a great mania.
Exactly.
But the thing is, though, I mean.
It's so much to go with. Go ahead.
No, excuse me. But Vince is becoming more and more of like a cheerleader on certain things. I mean, take the Shield, for instance. I mean, JBL's the biggest ass kisser there is of the Shield, and he does it every week, usually as the announcer. And now Vince is starting to basically kiss ass in more ways than one. I mean, you saw what he did tonight by praising the Shield, however, after Stephanie and Hunter told Vicky, you have to make an executive decision. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just more and more it's becoming of a joke.
JD,
Let
me ask you a question.
Yeah.
All right. You've been a wrestling fan for, let me just say, more than 10 years?
Yeah, about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there's a man that you're naming. We refer to him as VKM, right? He invented every single thing you see in front of you, including people who were before the Shield. So why wouldn't he promote?
Triple H.
Hey, right. So why wouldn't he promote the Shield? You got to understand, separate the fandom and be a fan, because I'm a huge fan, and look at the story that they're building. Somebody has to back. And then when he said get on the Shield, what did the Shield do tonight that was wrong? They interfered in a match. That's been happening in wrestling for centuries. Is wrestling that over? Decades. Okay. So for that to happen, I thought him even Triple H even saying that, I thought was like, okay, what is that for? They haven't done anything. They come to the rings by themselves. They win and defeat most of their matches by themselves. That was the first time in a very long time they interfered in a match. So
okay, I know what you're saying, but let me ask you this, though. Why is the Shield like the NWO every week? It's the same old shit every week with them.
JD.
It's not
JD.
Really. Wait a minute.
It's not the same.
Wait a minute.
Watch out. I got this one. How can you compare the Shield, which has arguably been the best thing happened in wrestling in the last 7 to 10 months, and you compare them to the NWO and it's the same effing stuff? How?
Because they come out, and I'll tell you why, they have the same matches every week, they do the same old crap every week.
Not true. I've seen singles matches, I've seen six-man tags, I've seen TLC matches out of the Shield, I've seen damn near everything you can do with a three-man group that's that young and that hungry and that green and that talented. You're getting everything they deserve.
Yo, Spontface, hold that thought. As a WCW fan, this is what I got to say about it. I understand where he's coming from. I'm not going to say the Shield is similar to the NWO. What the Shield reminds me of, they remind me of the Outsiders before Hogan turned.
Yeah.
See, when people think about the NWO, they think about when Hogan turned. But if you remember before that, when it was just Hall and Nash, it was very similar. Hall and Nash, they would come out, they would jump somebody, leave, come up the next week, jump somebody, leave. Like, there is no explanation for it. That's what the Shield does. They come out each week, they say they fight for injustice, they have a match, they leave. There's really no story. Good matches, good characters, no story.
To defend the Shield, I don't really think that there needs to be a story. I just like to say they're reckless for the sake of being reckless. I mean, I know people like that. They just go around starting crap for the sake of starting.
They're down for the injustice. I don't know what the injustice is, but I'm down with it.
Yeah, the Joker is one of the best villains of all time, and the Joker doesn't have a reason why he does
no
the stupid crap
he does.
You know.
I think some fans prefer a story, but you know.
Well, with the Shield, I mean, they're just that anti-establishment group.
I think, and I've said over and time and time and time again, that all wrestling has a story. If it doesn't have a story, then there's no purpose to it. So,
in the long run, the Shield could be owned by Shane McMahon WrestleMania.
I wish that would be incredible. But let's go to the end of Raw. Okay, now. We can say what you want, and the same thing with Henry. No one saw that coming, not this fast. Where Brock Lesnar comes out, that wasn't expected to see him come out. Honestly, for a stupid moment, I don't know where my brain went. I thought it was Batista.
You missed big days.
I ain't gonna front. I do miss Batista. No broke back, but yeah. When I said, "Hold on," I said, "That's Lesnar." Did you call me? And you're like, "What is Lesnar doing there?" And I'm like, I don't know. All I know is I go to put a show together. I'm always like, babe, Raw was that good? I'm like, yeah. She said, how come I'm not going to Money in the Bank? I said, I don't know. The same reason why Spotface didn't want to go. And I told him, I put that Money in the Bank.
Whoa, coming to town.
My seat's already booked.
I didn't want to go to Money in the Bank because I don't support the pay-per-views unless it's this blockbuster. And the way it's set up, Punk, Lesnar, Cena, Henry, Ziggler, Del Rio. Like, you want to talk about Brock, I want to talk about Dolph. Dolph got so over tonight as a face without doing anything but defending himself.
Hold on. I add to that face push, I love when CM Punk gives other guys rubs.
Yeah.
When his promo, when it came on and he said, you know, guys like Dolph, you know, Ziggler gets his title shot and he'll get his rematch and his time. That was subtle, too. That was subtle in a way to put him over.
Because he didn't have to.
Hugo, the Latin lover, what'd you get from Raw?
Man, I loved it. I concur with everything that you guys said. I mean, today, for the first time in over couple of months, I've actually could say that I've actually enjoyed an episode of Raw, man. I mean, from start to finish, you know, what really got to me, you guys, and, you know, I don't know if Del Rio, yeah, we know Del Rio is turning heel, and he has turned heel, but Ricardo Rodriguez, when he announced them, he said something in Spanish that I wanted to share with you guys, and he pretty much called them, you bunch of idiots in Spanish. So
yeah,
that tells you right there that that you know that Del Rio has actually made his whole turn completely. And you know, CM Punk also at the end, you know, with Dolph, you know, giving the rub to Dolph, and then the whole Lesnar thing, man, I was actually jumping for joy. Like I was excited. When I heard you were doing the show, man, I was like, yes, finally we get to talk about something that's going to be positive, not the negativity crap that we talk about every single week.
Well, what you mean negativity? Like the stuff we did like 5 hours ago?
Well, hold on. I gotta get hot. That's for all the people. I'm coughing out all the nonsense they're spewing right now about the McMahons, about Raw, about it being so predictable. Do me a favor and go back and watch TNA. That's predictable.
Please do.
Okay.
I'm never going to stop getting on TNA. You know why? Because those are the guys that are bothering me. It's not TNA's fault. It's not their fault.
Well, WWE's been bothering people too. I'm just saying.
But they don't bother me about it. The people that's my point. The TNA fans bother me about it, and it's frustrating. That's all I want to say. That's all. That's all. When they tag you when stuff came to me, and they inbox you and ask you dumbass questions like when you were getting.
Oh, I go toe to toe with anybody. I don't
guess
care.
What?
I don't
like to type. I like to talk.
Yeah.
I ain't got time to type all day. That's for you intellectual of you people. That's not me. That's what blog talk is for. It's for me to talk during my blog. So I'm blogging, talking. P.S. BDSRnetwork.com, and you can get your new T-shirts coming soon. Ted, you too damn quiet to be up so late where you live.
What up?
Are you ready for Money in the Bank? Are you ready for Henry? See, here's my thing. I don't think Henry wins. I want to see Henry win.
He doesn't. No, he's not winning.
He's not going to win.
It's
no,
in Philly.
Come on.
They never.
No. Let me say what happened. I'm going to get it out there now. When we saw the Henry thing happen, I called Knox and I told him, this reminds me of Mabel winning King of the Ring. I honestly
think it's a little
Henry.
Bit better than that.
I know that. No. But what I'm saying is the stuff that we don't see coming. I see Henry Mike winning at Money in the Bank and losing it to Ryback on the cash-in of the briefcase. I feel that way. I feel like, you know what I mean? Because Vince is not going to have the black man go into Raw as the WWE champion. I feel like, hey, I'm just saying with the track record
man,
and the history.
Vince McMahon's a racist.
I'm not saying it, but our man said it here on this program. It's a great interview. You got to check it out.
I'm going to say this. Ryback felt like the biggest afterthought tonight of anybody.
Exactly.
I did not think of Ryback one time. I don't care about where he's at or his whereabouts.
And
I don't think anybody
that's
how you
know, you know Vince is going to do something to put him back in the forefront.
Well, you know that.
That's Vince's boy.
What you do know, unlike some of the stuff we all spew that we don't know, we do know that Vince is huge on Ryback, Skip Sheffield, and has been for quite some time. So I don't think Ryback goes by the wayside, but can we take a moment of silence and give a completely...
I am what I say I am, and I say I'm absolutely perfect.
For Caitlyn's nip slip?
Oh, nip slip.
I'm just saying. And I want to thank Hugo for not once, not twice, but three times a lady pausing his TV and taking pictures of it. That makes you a pervert. By the way, I just want to point that out.
Hey, that wasn't
was
me, man. That wasn't me, man.
It was me, actually. You're welcome.
It was Toph.
Okay. I know I saw it. I know I copied it and sent it to Spot because he was in the studio at the time. And he said, was that a nip slip? I'm like, yeah, it looks
dope.
And it hasn't been the best one since Lita was on TV. So we don't want to count when Nate Young was trying to jump over the censors. That was kind of, you know, I just... up in my mouth.
Disturbing.
Right, but just the fact that somebody's mother would do that. 281, you are on with Perfect Plex Talk Radio, the crew, uncut. What's going on?
Yo, what's good, homie? You running, man?
What's
up, Brownie? Yeah, what's up, man?
So, could you got your glasses on while you're talking right now? Is your glasses on while you're talking? You got your sunglasses on right now. Is your sunglasses on right now while you're talking?
Yeah, man, you know.
Brother's so cool, he wears sunglasses on the radio. Just, Ronnie, what's going on, man? What you think about Raw tonight?
It was one of the best Raws. I mean, I put it ahead over the New Jersey Raw. I think this one was a lot better. I mean,
as far as the
production wise, I mean, the crowd in New Jersey was hype, but I mean, as of what we got from the performers, it was the best Raw I've seen in a minute, probably a couple of years. You know?
Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%, Ronnie. I think this Raw, it was the stuff that they booked and the crowd, as opposed to New Jersey just being the crowd.
I want to intercede this much and say, when we talked about that, I think that was the last time we had a post show. I think the crowd in New Jersey was great, but they wasn't wrestling. I don't know. It didn't, you know what I mean? Like, it was great, but it took away from the crappy event. And then I'm also biased. I still don't think there's been no crowd better than the crowd that was the day after WrestleMania in Miami. I'm sorry. I know how it came across on TV then. I know how Jersey came across on TV. I know how this one did. And being there, and maybe that's, you know, part of my reason for saying this, but I'm also taking myself out and looking back in. That crowd in Miami, The Rock being back for the first time, you know, at that time, Daniels went over like no other. At that time, Brock Lesnar came back. I just thought that Monday night crowd, I thought, surpasses anything. But as far as shows go, this show was incredible.
The night after WrestleMania should be the hottest Raw.
Hold on. You just said that. You just compared this. That, what you think Jersey was? It was the night after Raw.
No, I didn't compare that. No, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is you can't compare. That's just like saying the night after the Super Bowl. Like, you know what I mean? Of course you're going to be hot. It's in the city. It's where it's at. We're talking about something that's 2 months later, a Raw after a new pay-per-view for what it is. Payback is a new brand, a new pay-per-view. For this Raw to be that
hot. Do you think Payback will be back?
It has
no.
It'll be something else next year.
No.
Reviews ever
Payback,
since dropped King of the Ring.
One of those names, names like Payback is like Backlash. Like Payback is something that always happened in wrestling. I don't know why they just using the name now.
And Payback is kind of a synonym for Backlash. You know?
Is this Backlash Port Dual?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
You guys noticed that the pay-per-view was basically Night of Champions 3 months early?
Yeah. Payback is more so after Extreme Rules, you want some more revenge, which I think they should be the other way around.
I think Night of Champions should go away, to be honest with you.
I agree.
It was cool when they first did it, and I haven't loved it since. And I like what you said earlier, Spot. I don't think it'll happen. But if you want to make it a Night of Champions, strip everybody of their titles, get these certain competitors, and put them in, you know, fatal four ways and eight way tag team matches and ladder matches, and decide a champion that way. I think I don't ever think they would use it. Well, they might, because, you know, they listen to people and they steal their ideas, like my Divas having a show. There you go. You always want to bring some Triple H hate out of me, don't you? I already got it earlier from Huff and my man and Big Nasty Nelson. I don't want to hear this Triple H crap tonight. I don't.
I'm just saying, I just think what they really need to do is reorder the pay-per-view structure, because Money in the Bank, honestly, they're giving us all the heat now before SummerSlam. What do we got to look forward to after Hell in a Cell?
Money in the Bank has been their pay-per-view for years. So
I don't see Lesnar and Punk fighting as soon as Money in the Bank, but I could be wrong. SummerSlam. I said that
earlier. Knox told me I was wrong. He says that's supposed to be at Money in the Bank, and I think they're not going to waste that match at a medium pay-per-view.
What's McCall?
If you really guys think
of Money in the Bank is not a medium pay-per-view, though.
Right, I was going to say Money in the Bank is one of those pay-per-views that have been up and coming since 2011. But it doesn't do as well as SummerSlam. Every year it does worse than SummerSlam.
Well, let me ask you,
you're risking
let,
a buy let, rate doing it at Money in the Bank.
Let me say this. I know us, well, y'all, I know I wouldn't do that, but I've seen them have a pay-per-view 1 month, and the very next pay-per-view had the same exact matches. So
true.
Why not? I'm just saying.
I think the first time they do that match is to be at SummerSlam.
I agree.
Because you got to have the build-up. You got to have a long build-up for it. Now, hot shot it.
I do agree with all that. But I say this much as we're talking about crowds. No offense, Los Angeles, you will be my home this time next year. I promise you that. Oh, yes, I do. Philadelphia is a hotter crowd than L.A. crowd when it comes to wrestling.
Yeah,
that's,
but still, it's SummerSlam.
I'm just saying. I agree.
Can I bring up that We Are the People is now Switzerland? Switzerland.
Oh, Jack Swagger is getting fired sometime soon. I'm calling
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Swagger's going to be at Bound for Glory, man. I can't wait for it, guys.
You know what, though? He would turn that company upside down and make a difference. I'm sorry. I think he would.
I don't think so.
Swagger King going to the ring. I'm sorry. I know he can't talk on a mic with that extra large tongue, which isn't his fault. Don't be mad at him. Be mad at our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He made him. Okay? And he doesn't make mistakes. So he gave him that tongue for a reason. Maybe his wife loves it. I don't know. But as it stands, I don't want to go that far yet, Cammy, because that would hurt my feelings. So I'm going to go with what they told me, and they're now a force together. So can you see them? We've seen alliances like that before in the past in wrestling where you had two different country people come together, you know, a la Iron Sheik and Sergeant Slaughter and things like that. So
Wait, you mean the – what was that, the Allied Powers?
I'm just saying.
British Bulldog?
Yeah.
Could we see these guys? I mean, here we go. We talked about earlier, where do these guys go, right? And we said about you have to put people together and do things like that. We've talked about how wrestling misses managers. And then here you go. Zeb Corker.
I think Jack Swagger's days are numbered. I see what you're saying, and I think ideally that would be good. But the last time I saw Jack Swagger, he was tapping like Bojangles in a nothing match. And the last time I saw Zeb Coulter, he was doing commentary on other wrestlers' matches. So I'm thinking Cesaro's playing the part of Rodney Mack, and Swagger is D'Lo Brown.
Jack Swagger. Do you think he has a substance abuse problem? Because when
no.
I mean, he likes to smoke his weed. I'm not talking about weed, though. I'm not talking about smoking the herb that comes from God, okay, that grows here on the earth for me, hey, you. I'm not talking about the sticky, icky that you can walk in California with an ID card and get, or Colorado. I'm not talking about that. When you look at him, he don't look like no weed head. His eyes are dark. He might be snorting that Alabama Bam Bam, that white lady. I'm just saying. That's what they call it.
He might be on the white girl lady. I don't know, but, you know, hey.
I don't know what Swagger's case is. I just find it weird that he's been in WWE all this time, and, you know, he's had absolutely no problems, no trouble. As soon as he gets the biggest push of his career, that happened.
That was the biggest push. That was the Illuminati did that to him. I said it.
Wow.
No, because I'm with you on that one, Toph, because unlike a lot of people, and apparently I think I'm the only person on this line that agrees, I like Jack Swagger. I just thought they should have kept him, even though y'all didn't want to see it. Everything recycles each other, JD from Pittsburgh. Everything recycles.
He was too much like Kurt Angle, man.
But he was supposed to be like Kurt Angle, though. You know what I mean?
But it was
who,
too much. Like,
no,
you know
how
happened
it,
with
how
you know
was
what?
Too
I
much like
Jack Swagger.
Well,
more.
See, I didn't mind that he was. My problem was he wasn't a good. I don't mind recycling so long as it's good, and I didn't think he was a good version of Kurt Angle. Like I thought when Kurt Angle stole the ankle lock from Ken Shamrock, I was like, well Kurt Angle
no
is actually
a
better
Kurt
version.
Kurt Angle.
But Kurt Angle's Kurt Angle, whoever just like no one's Kurt Angle. He's like all time great. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
And I just didn't think Swagger was up to snuff to be in that Kurt Angle role. That's just my issue.
Let me ask you this question. You don't think he wrestles good enough?
Not just he's not up to snuff. I think that he's I think I don't mind him doing the imitation. I really don't, because I mean Goldberg. I mean Lesnar was pretty much just Goldberg again. I mean,
right. Yeah.
It's okay to recycle
Goldberg
stuff.
Goldberg was Stone Cold Steve Austin all turned up
with muscles.
Well, yeah,
he was just a muscle Stone Cold.
I think
Swagger was the ECW baby. That if ECW was still around, he could have been the main focus there and stayed there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
like,
a lot of the Swagger.
When
like
you put
Steve
him
Carino.
With the other roster, yeah, like when you put him with the other guys, you get to see where his flaws are at. Like you get to see what Jack don't have.
Go ahead.
Well, once ECW was pretty much near the end, they sent Swagger to Raw, which was a bad move. He should have gone to SmackDown. And, you know, when you put him on the same brand as, you know, Cena, Batista, Triple
yeah.
H, he just kind of got lost in the shuffle. So
He did win Money in the Bank, and I think he won it in a pre. I think he shouldn't have won that one.
He shouldn't have. Nobody, he did a job for an entire year.
But no one remembers that title reign. You see what I'm saying?
Nobody I do, Chad. I want you
yeah,
to go ahead.
No, that's fine. A lot of what I'll echo what KME said when he wasn't up to snuff. A lot of Swagger's career was too much too soon. I mean, he shot right up ECW. Granted, ECW wasn't the most watched program under the WWE umbrella, but he still is on there, and he shot way too soon up the card. Now that Money in the Bank win, like Spot just said, it was too soon, especially the cash in that happened. He was nowhere near to be on the level of a champion, of the world heavyweight champion in that company. They should have had him sit on it and stew a little bit and at least make something out of it, but instead he cashed in right out of the gate on Jericho.
Yo, shout out
to they did everything in their power to not give it to Kofi that year.
Shout out to SPC for still listening when it's like 5 o'clock in the morning over there in the UK.
And Jim Ross and for him to come out of Oklahoma, JR did not put Swagger over enough.
JR was getting buried his damn self.
Right.
You know?
Right. True. JR was truly buried at that point for somebody. For whatever reason, Vince
I think that's what hurt.
It's a jerk. he just disrespects
me. Wait, Knox. Wasn't that title reign for Swagger like right after the great year Jericho had as the real?
Yeah,
like,
see, the thing about that is. What you were talking about earlier, Mr. Knox, was I liked Swagger when he was in ECW because when he was working, he wasn't like Kurt Angle. He was doing a lot of suplexes. He kind of reminded me of Taz and stuff. But as soon as he cashed in, as soon as he won the world title, almost immediately, he started wearing suits exactly like Jericho, and he completely
dropped
the suplexes,
like
and he started using the ankle lock like Angle. As soon as he won the world title, they just completely turned him into a poor man's Angle. It was so fast.
Hold on now, Tom. And you're good with history like Chad. He was already wearing those singlets like that. And remember,
they weren't red, white, and blue,
and all that. Yeah.
No, he when he was playing the promos.
Hold on. His greatest intro to me, he would come out. The music was playing. The fireworks went off. He would point to the ground and do push-ups, and that was pre-world title run.
True.
Yeah, but he wasn't wearing the red, white, and blue until
he
started making
the red,
him act like
wearing,
Angle.
He was wearing, like, the Tiger Stripe singlets then.
The company dropped the ball in trying to make him an Angle. But, again, I didn't
get
an
arc. That Eagle. They gave him that horrible Eagle. Like, they did a lot of stuff to Jack.
I didn't care. Well, let's move on. Let's move on because I want to get into this real fast before we get about it here. Because like I said, this is the after show just because the show was hot. Do you
more
see?
Nip slip talk?
No more nip slip. If you go to the STC group, it is in there live in case you missed it, and I know it'll be around various other groups as well. And if you
notice,
the TV went black for a second because I didn't want you to see it on TV. I thought that was pretty fucked. What the hell?
That was hilarious.
I didn't even catch it at first until they did that. Then I said, ooh, her thing must have came out. Thank you, AJ, for pulling her shirt down. But so no one sees anything at all coming out of this, nothing sooner than SummerSlam. So they're going to just talk and throw punches for the next 2 months between Lesnar and CM Punk. That doesn't typically happen in the WWE. They could do that.
Well,
at the schedule, but I don't see Brock Lesnar. I mean, they didn't use him for the last since WrestleMania. No, they used him. What was that?
Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules. Okay.
Yeah, with the way Brock's brought in though in his contract, they're not going to shoot him off on a little side pay per view. They're going to make it for the Big Four. They're not. They're going to sit
that's
there.
That's where
we're missing
the ball at though. said, it's not a small pay-per-view, and it hasn't been a small pay-per-view.
It has been a small pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'm talking about WWE mindset.
I understand the big four, and I understand what you're trying to say, Cammy, about buy rates. The hell with buy rates, because every buy rates don't tell the story all the time. You and I both know that. Okay,
no, I don't agree with that at all.
Brock,
I think buy rates always
Brock
tell the
Lesnar,
story.
If you put Brock Lesnar on a buy rate, if you put Brock Lesnar and CM Punk on Money in the Bank, and it follows with SummerSlam, I don't see the buy rate dropping. Is what I'm trying to get across. That's all. That's just my opinion.
I think it's compelling the second time around. It's not as compelling as the second time around. It's the first time it can happen. It should happen at SummerSlam. I could see a side feud with Heyman, Axel, and Punk just to give them something to do to keep that going.
You could be right. I mean, they don't have the best track record when it comes to patience.
That's what I'm saying.
You could be right.
It's true. It should be off to SummerSlam. That is the big four. You want to see WrestleMania, you know, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. Even though Survivor Series, I don't even know why it's still
Lord
around.
Mercy.
You know what I mean? That's just, they just completely
the devil.
Right. Do that wrong. But I don't see their track record. Can't be holding it off for 2 months. That's all. And we do know that Brock Lesnar, when he signed that new 1 year contract, they got all them dates now. That other contract is gone. It's a whole new contract.
Knox, the only thing I was going to say is that they could actually go ahead and do it because, I mean, I know it's a totally different era and everything, and I know they get too desperate, but just remember what happened in 97 when Undertaker and Shawn Michaels went at it for the first time. You know, it was a highly anticipated match when they went at Ground Zero, and it ended up with all these people interfering because they were just kicking the hell of the crap out of each other. They could do something like that compelling right now with the same feud, have that in the Money in the Bank, and then have the big match at SummerSlam.
Just for argument's
sake. Like that.
People would go ape shit crazy if they put a match on and it ended like that today. 804, you're calling into the Best Damn Show on Radio Perfect Plex Talk Radio. We talking.
Hey,
what's
up, Mike?
What's up,
Mike? Man, this is G-Lo, man. How you feeling, dude?
What's going on, man? I need your number off the air, brother. I gotta talk to you, brother. This is right here. This is one member of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence, right there. What's going on, D-Lo?
No, nothing much, man. I had to chime in, especially about the Philly, about the match between Brock Lesnar and CM Punk. First of all, you got to look at it. Is it Philly? You know what I'm saying? Paul Heyman's home. You know what I'm saying? It's just Philly. So you got to go with Philly Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank has been a lower pay-per-view, but it's also been a big pay-per-view for CM Punk for the last couple of years, so they can build it around that.
Right.
So it's been a big thing for Punk for the last couple of years in the summertime. But if WWE really wanted to do it right, they would eliminate. If SummerSlam is your summer main WrestleMania, what you need to do is eliminate Money in the Bank altogether, and
yep.
You have a five week build up to your summer WrestleMania, and you carry it that way. And if you wanted to get buy rates, the buy rates that you make up for Money in the Bank, where only sells maybe 200,000-300,000 buys anyway, you'll get $1 million for SummerSlam. You make up the money anyway. Eliminate the pay per view.
You think Vince is going to eliminate any kind of money, whether it's small money or big money, though?
Nah, he's not. No, that's not happening.
No way. We know he's not going to do it, but if he really wanted to capitalize on it, you eliminate
right.
that pay-per-view. And
yeah.
You figure, I mean,
we always talk about that, Knox, and that's the reason why they do a lot of the stuff they do. They wouldn't be doing 3-hour Raws if it didn't turn a profit. You know, they bore us to death. But, you know, these three-hour Raws, these...
You're a number guy, and D-Lo's a number guy. Can somebody tell me how good is Raw 3 hours doing over the 2 hours? Is it really doing that much better?
USA, the other stuff that they put in that 8 o'clock time slot does not draw as well as Raw. Like, even
they
Tough Enough...
They put NCIS there, though.
Yeah, but yeah. NCIS does okay, but even, like, Tough Enough and stuff like that, when they put that at 8 o'clock, Raw just... I mean, for it doesn't do, like, astounding numbers, but for Monday night on cable at 8 o'clock, it does well, especially during the those months where football
isn't
on. Yeah, you know, so, I mean, they're not gonna stop that anytime soon, unfortunately.
In the summertime, I always hurts wrestling anyway because, like I said to my guys, one thing you can't beat in the summertime is the sun. And so, the longer the sun is out, the longer the people stay out, and the number is going to go down.
Yo, D-Lo, I don't know how the hell, if I lived when I moved next year to California, how the hell I'm ever going to watch wrestling because it's just too damn nice out there when wrestling's on over here.
You're fine, Tom. You're married. You'll be in the house.
I doubt if I'll be in the house if I party any kind of way I partied last week over at KME's. I know that much. I was marking out. Listen, it may be common to folks in L.A., but it wasn't common for my first time going there. KME will tell you, for a first-timer, you got to admit, KME, I had a hell of a weekend.
Oh, yeah. Did a lot of, fun stuff.
You don't walk up on stuff cool. like that. You know, and I'll be honest with you, I every day, every morning, I poop the hell out of all that damn Roscoe and chickens I kept eating. 347-637-3859.
No one needs to know all that.
Yo, Roscoe Chicken and Waffles is good. But I understand now where everybody, when they say, ooh, which one you ate at? I said, the one in Long Beach. They'll go, okay, you got to try the other one. Because I went back the next morning, and I returned the macaroni and cheese, and that black lady looked at me like I was crazy. But I returned her macaroni and cheese. And I said, yes, ma'am. Macaroni and cheese should not be creamy. I am not a five-year-old kid.
No, you have to go to the L.A. one, the Pico one, yeah.
I gotta be a grown ass man. But D-Lo, before you get up out of here, man, were you excited about Raw tonight? And are you going to Money in the Bank?
I'm not going to Money in the Bank. Nephew Corey's going into Money in the Bank. He already got his tickets like about a month ago. He's going. Just had a newborn. I just had a new baby.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man. But I was hyped about Raw, especially Mark Henry. But I agree with everybody else, and I said it on Facebook. Black men don't win that title.
Nah, they never win that title. You know, me and
win that title.
You know what? I understand.
Me and Brian are going
to
that pay per view. Me and Mr. Main Event, the old crew.
Oh, count me out, man. Count me out. Count me out.
The old crew getting together. Listen, man. Grown men bear the hatchet. Time to bear the hatchet. If I can bear the hatchet, which was my argument,
Never mind.
Shut up. Shut up. Listen,
I'm keep it in trouble. That's what I do best. I know how to be me.
You know how to do that.
And
that's his Instagram, too. If you want to find out how much this boy eats in the morning, just follow him on Instagram. That's all.
I look good. I eat good. You dig? Don't knock it.
Go ahead, dude.
I heard from a Hall of Famer this year. He said Mark Henry gets whatever he wants in the WWE, and it's a Hall of Famer. Tony Atlas told me when I called to him at WrestleMania weekend, we were talking about Mark Henry. He said Mark Henry, Vince loves Mark Henry. Whatever Mark Henry wants, Mark Henry gets.
Yeah, Tony Atlas has about as much credibility as that. No, I just don't
know.
I
don't talk about
that,
Tony.
I don't think Mark Henry is. I've met Tony Atlas before.
The guy does not have any credibility.
Yeah. Y'all seen that video of
Tony Atlas looked me in the eye and said.
He gets off on that, I heard.
Yeah, he looked me in the eye and said that WWE was more racist towards whites than they are blacks. I love Tony Atlas.
He might be true. Look how they treat good Drew McIntyre.
I think in Vince earlier days he did that way, but right now I think Vince McMahon only sees one color and that's green. Whatever makes him money, because if a black character came by. And a black character came by, and it was going to make him a whole bunch of loot. Guaranteed, he would put that black character.
There's been plenty, except The Rock. The Rock has been the only exception.
I say this,
Rock's not black.
I'm not sure how much you stupid. I'm not sure how much what Tony Atlas said is real or not real, but I do get the sense though that Vince does like Mark Henry, but not enough to give him the strap. I just don't.
Wait a minute. We got to see it. He does
listen,
owe him
if
that.
Mark Henry, listen,
CSA
I'll tell you guys this right now.
If
Mark Henry wins, I will come down from my seat and I will get locked up in Philadelphia. Y'all don't hear me?
Wow.
I will jump the. Y'all would see me on pay per view because I will jump the rail if he wins.
He's gonna lose it just as he wins it. I told you. Rock,
as long as he wins, he makes history.
I don't even think he's winning it for a second. I'd be happy with that.
If Big Show is the champ for 52 seconds, he's gonna be the champ for 12 seconds. Like,
I don't see what the problem is, guys. I mean, this is gonna be a Money in the Bank, and you know, after Money in the Bank, anything can happen. So I don't see why Henry can't win. Granted, he might lose it like a second later.
it happened at TLC a couple of years. It happened at TLC. He lost the Big Show. But that's why I think that's why they owe Mark Henry, because that title run wasn't supposed to end. They thought Mark Henry was really hurt. He wasn't as hurt as they thought he was.
Is that the worst?
If not, worst case scenario, if not, if you don't do the whole 50-second thing, let's say Henry beats Cena, you know, he comes out the very next night, cuts
the
promo, and
he's... Cena.
And loses to Cena
like Kane.
Yeah. No, not like that. Or Henry comes out, cuts a promo, says he did it, then a pissed off Cena comes and just knocks him out, and you have a cash in, just like Batista, Edge, and Punk back then.
You know what? I thought everything that Henry did back in the day, in that point when he was feuding with Sheamus and Big Show, I thought that was some of his best work. I really
did. He's been great ever since about 2010, I'd say.
Ever since he worked with Melina and that whole Batista angle, Mark Henry was on point.
Some
people just take longer to find and perfect their craft, and Henry's just now getting to the point. No?
I think it was just the right people. I think, you know, he got buried in the early 90s and late 90s and early 2000s.
I don't even count that stuff from back then when he was then. I count all the
guys. He didn't matter.
When all the superstars left, like Angle and all those guys were gone and he was still there, that's when I felt that he should have had a little bit more respect, because he's always been good in the ring as far as, you know, selling. It's not many big guys to me that sell getting beat. He's one of the guys that do that very well. Him and the, you know, Big Show a little bit to a lesser extent. But, like, I really hate Sheamus. And I like Sheamus when he's in the ring. I'm not going to say I'm a Sheamus fan. At one point, I kind of was on that line. I did kind of mess with Sheamus. I think they ruined him as a face. But Sheamus doesn't sell when he's getting beat up very bad. Like, they were smacking the hell out of him today. And he just sits, I mean, like, you can see the red marks on his face. I understand he's supposed to get mad, but Dan, can you sell one of the times he smacked you three? He smacked you three times.
I think one time
did he sell it?
Like with Sheamus, I think that they make him because he's intimidating. If you see Sheamus on the street, he's intimidating.
But in the
grand scheme of WWE, he's not that, like, especially, like, I remember they used to have him fight David Otunga. David Otunga looks way bigger than Sheamus. You know what I'm saying? It was just kind of like, you know, they have Sheamus being this tough guy when David Otunga looks like a freaking, you know.
I disagree because he's shorter. That's all.
But
only
nah, see, I don't
he
care,
has,
man.
Like,
David
he
Otunga
has, like,
looks
a little
nah.
bit of miracle height on him. David
Otunga looks ridiculously ripped, dude. I don't know what kind of roids he's on.
Y'all talking about Crisco chest?
Yeah. He's,
but where is David Otunga, by the way?
He's doing a bunch of PR work for WWE. He does, like, their social ambassador stuff. That's what he does.
He's going to be Mark Henry's secret weapon. There you go. We're bringing back the Nation of Domination, and we're putting in the primetime players. Who, by the way, when Mark Henry leaves, that will be his biggest gift to wrestling, what he does for Titus O'Neil. They're really close backstage. They work out together. That's going to be because, you know, I'm bigger on
Darren. Mark Henry got cut?
Yeah, I'm big on Darren Young. I know a lot of people aren't as much as Titus O'Neil.
Like John Cena.
Me and Epps used to joke all the time. Anytime the primetime players fight, they lose. Darren Young is always the one that they have get pinned.
Exactly.
Right. That is true. That is true.
Because he looks like John Cena. I always say that Darren Young is in the John Cena suit. Darren Young is the real talent.
Okay, wait, guys. So you're talking about bringing back the Nation. So Henry, the primetime players, does the fourth slot go to Kofi or JPG?
Neither one. MVP comes back. MVP and Sheldon Benjamin comes back. And
what about JPG?
JPG is going to be fired as soon as they start firing people.
He's only there because he's from Brooklyn.
It's still being spoke about. I do know that it's being talked about them bringing back a light heavyweight type cruiserweight division. If they have one, he would fit perfectly in that mode. But I can't honestly and be fair to say I know how good he really is, because when he was in the ring, he annoyed me. I hated all that yeah stuff. I couldn't stand it. You know what I mean?
You hated the shucking and jiving?
They all suck and jive, but it's how he sucked and jived that made me annoyed. You know what I mean? He went and straightened his hair. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the same thing with ASAP Rocky. What happened to people from New York staying to New York's own way that New York was? all of a sudden New York wants to be L.A. You know what I mean?
I like the makeover at first because he was, like, wearing the motorcycle suits and stuff and straightened the hair out. I thought it was going to symbolize a new character.
Like a biker?
And then,
okay, right.
Yeah, then they just jobbed
like a biker boy.
Yeah, he complained on Twitter, and apparently when you complain on Twitter, that means you get buried on TV. So,
yeah.
The only reason why I don't think he's – I think Lindsay McMahon might be contemplating another run for office because they haven't done the firings yet, and her whole platform is job creation. You can't really run on that.
Yoshitatsu still got a job.
That would make perfect – hold on, look how long for what it's worth they kept Jimmy Wang Yang around.
Yeah.
Jimmy Wang Yang was money, yo. Jimmy Wang Yang was money, yo.
You know what was money?
Yes,
you know what was. You know what was money? Jamie Noble. That was money.
He was great.
Yeah, he still
was
works there. He's just a backstage.
He just came back. Yeah, he just came back.
Jimmy Wang Yang was money for that cruiserweight division.
Was
you
never
bugged
money
out.
For that. You bugged out. A Chinese freaking cowboy dude. Be real.
Yo, that was pretty good. Yo, it was entertaining.
No, it wasn't.
He could wrestle.
I remember he was tag teaming with Bruce Leroy on ROH. That was awesome.
That was hot. But that was there. You know what I mean? Like certain companies like Ring of Honor and TNA, they can use talent that WWE can't use. And I don't get it. Like, you know what I mean? For all the crap I give those kind of guys, Ring of Honor. If Ring of Honor was on television in my area, I would watch it before I would watch TNA.
They need better production.
When it was on,
I would watch TNA.
I'll put the test there.
When Ring of Honor was on, when it was on HDNet before they changed that and Mark Cuban sold that channel, whatever the hell happened, I would watch them every single week they came on, and they were awesome. You know, the American Wolves. The Midnight Highlight Express, all those guys were, you know, I'm a huge Roderick Strong fan. I think when it comes to younger talent, right now, I think WWE is still using them the best. I just do. Whether you like it or don't like it, I liked what Curtis Axel did tonight on Raw, how they did that, the Punk thing. I got to say, I give Raw a 10. And I give it a 9.
Daniel Bryan Orton segment.
I thought that was great.
You know what? It was good until the end. It was good. I didn't like the ending because if you're going to be hurt, then clearly be hurt.
He wasn't clearly hurt.
You know what I mean? Like
They didn't want either one of those guys getting pinned. They always come to these impasses in these matches where they don't want somebody getting pinned.
But what's wrong with
a
double count out?
That was the weakest the show for me because Daniel Bryan has constantly been involved in Randy Orton, and Bryan is the pops for Bryan are like overshadowing Orton, and I just think it's time for Orton to just lose to Bryan clean and just get this heel turn over with, and that just seemed like a booking way to protect both of them. I didn't like that finish at all. That's a sour taste in my mouth.
Yeah, that was the one you know. Black eye, I would put on Raw. I'm with you on that one, Top. I didn't like the ending. A double count out, something. Anything's better than having somebody be hurt.
Well,
I got to
be a black eye, Knox.
But
I think Stephanie McMahon needs to take acting lessons. I really do.
She's always
she loves Triple H all the time.
And you know what? I love Stephanie with all my heart and fiber in my loins, but I thought she had some semblance of an ass.
No, she's on the China workout plan now. Triple H likes his women look like men.
Triple H does like him handsome. That's not surprising. He does like him handsome.
He does.
But I just didn't see nothing from her. But her acting's always sucked, to be honest. But I don't. She acts better than some of the people on my soap opera. I tell you that much. Speaking of soap operas, you had that post earlier about how they never changed how they look. You ain't never lied about that. If you watch Funeral Hospital, there's this guy on there. I swear to God, he's been there for 40 years. And his eyebrows do not move. Like this.
I know who you're talking about. His eyebrows never move.
But to close with that guy, since we got 5 minutes of disagreement, can't go that long. I thought I loved every bit of what I saw from the McMahons tonight. I did. I like how they're all on different accords. It was confusing. You don't know what's coming. They're all backing and going for different guys in different directions. This could be the start of brand extension. it could be the start of anything. We don't know, and that's all I ever say. And that's why we all do watch wrestling, no matter what wrestling it is. We watch it to hold and hold out that one day it can return to its glory days. It'll never be Attitude Era again because the world's changed. Social network won't let it be, you know, too much stuff will get out. But I just say sit back and hold your head. And when it sucks and we rip it. When it's good, it's like it is tonight. We talk about it when it's good. But for me, I want to see what unfolds with that whole McMahon thing. I don't know what to call her. The McMahon-Helmsley triangle? Because she has both last names.
They didn't spend as much time ripping off Daniel Bryan and Kane like they did last week. So as long as they keep it original, I don't really have that big a problem with it. But last week, I thought they just were completely ripping off Daniel Bryan and Kane. Their segment.
I could see that now that you said it. I didn't even think about that until you said it.
Yeah.
So I guess I could see it that way. But it was original tonight on how it was.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad tonight. It was cool tonight.
Because they all went their own little ways and said do this and that. And it gave us good talk radio to talk about what the hell are they talking about. And we had JD calling in, which, you know nobody in the SmackDown Central world agreed with him about McMahon needs to go somewhere and the Shield. This, that, and other. But, hey, he's a fan. He has the right to speak his mind. People, we're going to get up out of here because my ass got to be at work in 5 hours. So we're going to get up out of here in about 8 hours from now. No, hold on. 10 hours from now, the new Twitch show will be back. So we see y'all then. Peace. We out of here. No music.